Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, over here where it's music, you can do search. And then type in Big Bass.
Big Bass? Okay.
Radio Race, Big Bass.
Yeah.
The code for the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it. I would never testify, cop or plea, or friendly information on my boys to the police. And you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black. And I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring I live before them, guns in the back, and I
I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper,
16, all rules lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party, protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
It's just me against the world. In the city, the cops are stopping me. The prostitutes full of bullets, nobody just dropping. There ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killings, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children because they're illing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villains. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Or that it's past it? Maybe you're listening in the casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm losing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world. Danger. Don't trust strangers for one in the chamber. Whenever I'm feeling this anger, don't wanna make excuses, cause this is how it is. What's the use unless we're shooting? No one notices the youth. It's just me against the world, baby.
Me against the world.
It's me against the world.
Ooh,
this is me against the world.
Me against the world.
Cause this is me against the world, baby.
Of my birth on the surface, what I'm dreaming. Seeing daddy seeming full of crooked demons, already crazy and screaming. I guess them nightmares as a child had me scared, but left me prepared for a while. Share another rap for a crooked outlaw, veteran, a villain, a young thug. Every day I'm more dapper, plus I'm no less. I'm see, I'm a reason for me to proceed with thievers. Scheme on them seeming, and leave that beast grieving. Cause ain't no bunch of stacker, my nuts is cracked up. I'm about to act up, go to the Mac up. Now watch me clack up, try make a fact up. But yo, it ain't working, and evil's lurking. I can see him smirking. I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asking questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence. The power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians and hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
Me against the world.
Nothing to lose, it's just me against the world, baby.
Remember one thing, through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
The French one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
Yeah. my blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the champion. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the champion. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just is insane, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the Chief, Malik, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's the secret society, all my niggas is real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. Sometimes you gotta lose just to win. They said lower weak, but they ain't mention we was him. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American freak. Yo. On the other side of that prison wall, a heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh, Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
That's just the way it is. no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace for racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they heal, so we real time to heal each other. And I know it seems ever since we ain't fresh to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we stack, and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some change. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and push back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But they'll complicate this. I don't trust it. When they try to rush, I bust it. That's sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But it rains, no food. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make every game glow. Black homes, black souls, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie's hands, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speak in the camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead us on, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casting because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers tried to screw me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me, full semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it, known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it, no television, it's the real image. I go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. up on the track and put the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
On this, because for the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you dead already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
That fantastic Burke family returns now with a promise of a better life for all. Let's welcome back the Stair Step.
Forgive me. Cool, okay, Friday, Saturday. Tomorrow, All right. Forgive me, y'all, for this Facebook app. Okay. If y'all don't, if y'all tune in on Facebook, I'm going to come out of Facebook and I need y'all to spread the word. Come on in here on YouTube Live, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube Live. Welcome to another episode of Freedom on Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. The Razors. Get locked and loaded again and make history, take history, tape history, y'all. That's what it is. I get that number, I'm going to give it out to I'm going to give it out once again. 929-477-3785, then press 1 to get in. Comrades, how y'all feel? Y'all, everybody here? Okay, who wants to sit in with us? I mean, two guests want to sit in with us? Is enough room? Is enough? How many more people we got in here? Is enough room for everybody here? How many people? One on each? Huh? Okay, we can switch up. Yep, we can grab a seat. Okay. Is everybody cool with everybody else in there? Okay, all right. These are cameras right here. Bing. Do me a favor. Who wants, Fremont, y'all bear with us. I moved too fast, I can't find an iPad. Are you on Facebook? Y'all on Facebook?
Oh, I have Facebook.
We have Wi-Fi here.
Wi-Fi here.
Yeah. Okay, we watch that camera right there. Y'all, you good? Yeah. Okay. You on Facebook Live? Can you go on live and tag my page?
Yeah.
My page is,
Ellen, are you going to do that?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. Yeah. Put my page, somebody, Fred Hampton, shut the other one down. Okay, Fred Hampton. Y'all bear with us, y'all. We just coming in. There's a comrade just rolled in. I'm trying to give them some of the same hospitality they provided us, which, man, hey, we still have not landed yet. We're still riding this. Chairman Fred will say hi up the people, y'all. Again, a lot of updates. Good? Okay, y'all better. What we're going to do is, on my Facebook, I'm going to be tagged on Facebook. I'm going to come out. I'm going to go Instagram. So, bear with us, y'all. As we say, Cub with us. The Black Panther Party Cub. Cub with us. I ain't got my coffee, but we're going to make it do what it do. Can y'all hear me loud and clear? Are we good on Facebook yet?
No,
it's all good. All good. Leave it to me. We'll be using 210 cans of string with this technology. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. A lot to talk about. A lot is happening. Tense times. We're moving and grooving. The PSA's updates. Since the representative is over there out west, on the west side of Chicago, they were worried about this past, was Halloween night, a few nights ago. The 14th shot, including the 3-year-old child. So as we get updates, we'll keep y'all updated. You know what I'm saying? This is, again, as we say, we dying by design. I'm not using that term, dying loosely, straight genocide going down in Chirac and every other place. For those who have not heard, I'm referencing the mass shooting on the west side of Chicago, which 14 people were shot, including a 3-year-old child. And we keep you updated on the well-being of those. And as Asada Shakur said, in regards to being oppressed, you have to struggle not to become used to being oppressed. So the Angel Dickens, love and respect. I got the word. I got some updates and some situations that you're dealing with in regards to your family. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to send our Cub and community condolences to you. Keep us abreast on any, you know, service or what have you. As we say, the people's pain reflects. And, you know, I commented a while ago, I was going past the funeral services, and it was real stoic and cope, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's like routine. And, you know, we can't get used to this. We can't get used to this, y'all. Real talk. In the words of Marvin Gaye, this ain't living. This ain't living. So, again, we'll keep y'all updated in regards to that. Well, I said also, everything is political. I know there's a lot of discussion going on, too, in regards to the young brother with the group Migos, Takeoff, being murdered, you know what I'm saying? And and our people want to regulate it to these discussions. Is it just hip-hop? Is it just rap? Or is it just the streets? So everything is political, man, you know what I'm saying? So you got to tell you, I mean, everything from the sort of chemical biological warfare, a.k.a. fentanyl, et cetera, that's inside our communities. The mass shootings, again, this is done by design, you know what I'm saying? And I tell people, here comes Chairman Freddie, always want to, you know what I'm saying, blame the white man or blame the government, and we do, and we do. So I'll be keeping you, you know what I'm saying? So you know, feel free, you know what I'm saying? You want to call in your thoughts on this in regards to, and let's do some research. Let's start checking the quote-unquote coincidences about, you know, the insurance companies and what record companies, who benefit, the benefactors of these artists, you know what I'm saying, rappers, they come up murdered. Because as a criminal psychologist said, the first thing you have to look for on a crime scene is who benefited. That's the first, you know what I'm saying, and again, we look back, you know what I'm saying, historically with the music industry, the movie industry, the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, and you, there are certain correlations you can tie to the streets, you did? So we're going to talk about that also. Also, as I just mentioned, also just coming back literally just coming back, you know what I'm saying, from a phenomenal mobilization, and which in regards to, on Facebook, yeah, right on, yep, they have on Facebook. Those who are familiar with working the Black Panther Party, because I'm familiar with the ongoing Real Deal Rainbow Coalition, the Rainbow Coalition, which is authored by the, Chairman Fred Hampton, in which one of the major characteristics of that coalition is respecting that of self-determination. You know, we've been following some comrades in particular, Conus Manuel, who, you know, as we mentioned before, Chairman Fred, when he was in Canada, prior to him being assassinated, when he was in Canada, the opportunity to meet her father in Canada. And quote-unquote, the so-called Canada, we won't be completely correct, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, contrary to a lot of propaganda and a lot of incorrect narratives that are put out, that, you know what I'm saying, there's still resistance happening, you know what I'm saying? Indigenous people are still fighting for the land, still challenging the pipelines, the mining, the AKA, the raping and gutting of the land. And I know when we hear these terms, it's kind of seems like abstract, like, okay, you know, water's going to be here, land going to be here, so on and so forth. And I tell you, you know, sometimes people don't want to have these type of discussions until it literally hits their front door. But it's the impact, you know, so wherever you go, you know what I'm saying, we cannot afford the luxury for the ruling class, or whether it be straight out white nationalists or white left representatives, you know, using, you know, terms like, you know, climate warming, so on and so forth, and they want to engage in pillow fighting with these issues, you know, so there's real deal resistance happening, you know what I'm saying, and putting this correct context, how it impacts us, you know what I'm saying, and I tell you, it sounds cliche-ish, you know, you say, well, what you eat impacts you, the land, if the land is harmed, it harms you, and because cliches, but this is, I mean, it's a real deal dynamic, you know what I'm saying, that in this community, you know what I'm saying, in particular, has been challenging, we've been, you know what I'm saying, and also, we've been working at the coalition in dead of God's dead of political prisoners, cases of Mumia Abu-Jamal, Olinda Peltier, Orlando Wiley, the list goes on and on. We attempt recognizing that, as Minister D.P. Newton said, our people did not read as much as we'd like for them to read, and as organized, we tend to be innovative, you know, to get people involved in the work and an idea. And Comrade Connors was talking about this phenomenon about the, you know, indigenous tattooing, the tattooing taking, it's a phenomenon. And those in African communities also relate to it too, the whole dynamic about tattooing. And it's a phenomenon, we say, in the interest of gaining, fighting for power. As Minister UDP Doom said, power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. Case example, you know what I'm saying, there was a phenomenon, the ghost dance, that it subsequently became outlawed, you know what I'm saying, the colonists had outlawed it. They seen that the indigenous community had took it and utilized it to work in a desired manner. You know what I'm saying? Reverend Nat Turner had took the church, which was a phenomenon, defined that phenomenon, and made it work in a desired manner. You see, with Chairman Frey, right, in Chicago, in a city that was, of all practical purposes, one of the most segregated cities in the country, he defined the race and class contradiction, defined it up to any, and made it work in a desired manner. You know, where we came to see the Rainbow Coalition. We got some comrades that touched down here. They've been moving and grooving on the road. They touched down. Their energy is still in high from this tattoo gathering in different parts of the country. And They youngsters too. I can say that, you know, and it was not just youngsters. Youth at this event, you know what I'm saying? Again, it transcended, this mobilization transcended geographical, gender, and generational lines. In other words, we have people from all walks of life there. We had, you know what I'm saying, Capital P, Savage Fan, we had artists. So and we, man, you put this in context, we still ride up the momentum from the annual Chairman Fred Street Party we just had this August 30th. So we ain't landed from that, you know what I'm saying? So bounced that with the Oakland, California, opening for the Dr. UEP Newton Foundation. Bam! They, you know what I'm saying? This week, you know what I'm saying? The thing we about to catch our breath. We moving over here, you know what I'm saying? We own the land. I'm talking about, you know, getting it in. So it's been phenomenal, y'all. It's been phenomenal. And people say, when you going to get some rest, Chairman? I just got a word now. I'm going to call to come in now. And let bring, if a call comes in, bring them straight in, because we're expecting calls to come in from the Alabama prisons, also from Cook County Jail. So people say, when you going to, as Chairman Fred would say, yeah, damn it, man, you did. We are too proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, we are too high up people to be shook up, y'all. I'm going to come up this, are we good on your Facebook?
Yeah, I couldn't tag you.
You couldn't tag me because we're not friends on the Facebook.
You
added me?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to see if I can, what can happen? Parisa, you good with this technology. What can happen? You on there? Okay, I'm on Facebook now. I want to come out of here and hit Instagram. Can you still make sure, what's the best thing? You know, listen, you used to come. If I come out, I can add her as a friend, but I want to make sure I want to get hit all outlets possible. I'm on YouTube. We on YouTube live also. If you get, make sure y'all subscribe to this page too, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred J. I'll subscribe to the page. I'm going to come up out of here. Let me know, Paris, what can happen. You know what I'm saying? If you can do this of one of these other outlets too, and maybe you can tag it, let me know if that can happen. Cause I wanna, okay. All right, come. I'm gonna go on Instagram. I want to make sure we hit Instagram also. So, Breeze, can it happen? Can you still watch it up? Can you take it up YouTube live? You make sure you get on my Facebook page. Yes, no, maybe so. But meantime, between time, y'all, we moving and grooving. Guessing in the building. Oh, we go to also the magazine. The brother, he should be calling in too. Madiba Magazine. Guess on the front page. We're talking about that. Matter of fact, I got some stuff I got to take y'all through. Have y'all been by the wall yet? Have y'all seen this wall yet? No? Okay, well, I got to make sure I take y'all by the wall. Yeah. And forgive me, y'all came in. I ain't gave them half the hospitality I was showing. Y'all ate on anything? Y'all show? Y'all, okay. Let me catch my breath, y'all. Okay. So you okay, good. So please, I'm good. So I'm going to come up out of this. I'll be here on Instagram. Make sure you get it on Facebook. All right, y'all. I'm going to get it, okay? So make sure you tag it on Facebook. Grandma. 1 second. I want you to get it. If you know who you got here. I ain't got my coffee either. I'm slacking. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Welcome to Shy. You know what I'm saying? Again, I know we just seen each other. We still riding the momentum. Who we got to build?
Oh, my name is Philip Ironshaw. I'm from the Oglala Lakota people out of Pine Ridge, South Dakota.
Right on. Welcome.
My name is Carson Arroy. I also come from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, of the Oglala people. Been an IOIC member for about 3 years, and I'm just happy to be here.
Right on. Well, again, I just, as I stated, I'm still riding. We got a full house in there, y'all. Let me know anybody want to feel free. You want to shout out anything in particular, any particular organizations, y'all. You know what I'm saying? With any particular campaigns, feel free. You know, give us a heads up. Give us, man. I know I'm gonna miss something. Cause, you know what I'm saying? Give us a little bit your background, and fast. Then take us to this event that was just convened. Give us your insights, your thoughts on it.
All right. Well, so I work with the International Indigenous Youth Council of Oglala Lakota chapter. We've been doing a lot of different projects within our community throughout the last couple years. Our organization started out in Standing Rock when we were out there fighting against the Dakota Access Pipeline. And so over the years, we've just kind of been working and fighting pipelines, fracking, fighting for clean water to protect Mother Earth. And so the recent projects that we've also been working on, so what we're working on is fighting for clean water in our homeland, Rapid City. They're currently doing gold mining projects up there, and even some of the old gold mining projects that they have, they leave toxic pits in the ground. And so these toxic pits end up leaking into the ground and getting into our aquifer and poisoning our water. And so that's one of the big projects that we're facing now. And then so what we're doing also is that we've been fighting a lot with the residential boarding schools that are on a lot of our reservations. These boarding schools were funded by the government and they were run by the church. And so these boarding schools would take our children and assimilate them and try to kill who we are and turn us into what they wanted us to be. And so now, through all the trauma and abuse and killings that happened at these boarding schools, what we're doing is we're stepping up and trying to get all the children back that they abused, raped, murdered on these facilities and buried them there. And so that's one of the big projects that we're doing right now is trying to get our children back. And then also this big event that we're doing now. So why we're doing this is because I can't remember how they got the artifacts. But so what happened was in 1890, the federal government sent their troops into the 7th Cavalry into our reservation. And this was back whenever our people were fighting with the government nonstop. And so they ended up sending their troops into our community and surrounding our people in the place known as Wounded Knee now. And so they surrounded us. They like herded us like, you know, like sheep. And then they were going to disarm us. And I can't remember what we were doing. Were they going to move us? Yeah.
It's 1890.
Yeah, 1890.
Before you go into more detail with that, I'm checking my bearings, my memory correct on a few things. Okay, you said some terms, fracking, pipelines, and I know it was under the tenure of former U.S. President Trump. For those who are not familiar with these terms, like in layman's terms, what's fracking? What's, you know, and charging the pipelines. And explain to us, what is that?
Fracking is a form of getting oil out of the ground so that way they can send it to refineries and then ship it out to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. People don't understand the rock. What was some of the issues? Okay, like when people say like the pipeline, because some contradictions were exposed about like even the connection to Chicago, like, you know, had a pipeline, and it really, and we try to find ways to make those connections, because a lot of times people look at situations subjectively. They say, okay, well, even in our own respective communities, you know what I'm saying? And I want to touch back on this also, because you both mentioned your respective tribes that you're from, and I want to go into that too, to acknowledge, like, tell us that, and a little history on that, but like, even one attack, you know what I'm saying, that the colonizer used as well. I'm from the south side, that's the west side, that's another situation. And then to go larger than that, that's the indigenous community, you know, so when they get to the black community, or that's South Dakota, North Dakota, or North Dakota, what is that, you know, how does that impact? So how did the pipelines, like, what's the, you know, like, similar to, like, other contradictions. The system is Machiavellian. It has a way of selling it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, gentrification. It's a nice sounding word. And they, you know, say, well, people, you have, you get some new Starbucks coffee. You're gonna get some nice, you know, images. And at the not really revealing the underbelly of it. You know, at the expense of people, mass displacement of people. You know what I'm saying? And we go back even with the indigenous community terms like manifest destiny, and you know, it's nice sounding words. You know, but the deal is, you know, also civilizing the natives, you know, civilizing the savages, these euphemisms, and we want to take a seize the time. We're getting the raw reality. What is it? Does with the pipelines? What impact? You know what I'm saying? Why challenge it? What impact does it have on does it have on the earth? And what impact does it have on people? And feel free if y'all can tag team out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ultimately, like, it has an impact on at least everybody in America, if not everybody in the world. You know, like, I'm not sure if anybody knows, but you can't drink oil. You know, that's not something that you can live off of. It's not something that is nurturing to nature. You know, like, if you are somebody who thinks that you can survive with every single aquifer in America completely contaminated with oil, then, like, you're just wrong, you know, and there's no way that I can put that can make you sound less truthful, because, like, think about it, you know, like, it doesn't even just damage the, think about the earth that it's also impacting, you know, the fertilization that'll never be there anymore, the fact that, like, the land itself will be forever tainted, and nobody can ever, I mean, like, I'm not even sure if anybody can change that. Is it even possible? You know, like, what happens after that? You know, like, that's the one thing I always feel like people never really consider, is that, like, what happens whenever you do get your way? You know, what happens whenever you get everything you want to do with this pipeline? And what about the people? You know, what happens after that?
Mm-hmm.
What happens after? That's just my ending statement.
So I think one of the big things that people don't understand is that when they hear about pipelines and stuff, they don't really think too much about it. And like you said, like, people don't truly understand, and they try to sugarcoat it to make it sound good. Like, oh, like, you get paid really good. Like, you can come up here, they'll house you, they'll pay you like $25 an hour to work here, and it just sounds nice, you know. Like, but people don't realize that, like, extracting oil from anywhere is really toxic because of the chemicals that they put into the ground, and also with the toxic waste that they produce through that. And then when they transport this oil through pipelines, the pipelines end up corroding, and they can end up breaking. They could leak into the ground. It can leak into the water, and it will affect the water sources that is around.
I remember hearing about some leaks. I recall hearing about that. Yeah.
And so when we were fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline, that was one of the biggest things, because it went through the Mississippi. Missouri. So it went through the Missouri River, and that Missouri River goes from the top of the country all the way down to the bottom. And where this pipeline is located is literally at the top of the country. And so if it were to leak, it would contaminate all of that water, all the water that all these communities all the way down the river that are near it, and that drink water from it is going to be affected.
Yeah.
And then all those chemicals in that water will affect you, affect your children, your grandchildren, and so on and so forth. That's one of the big reasons is why we fight these pipelines. It's not only for us and our people, it's to protect everybody else and make sure that we all have clean water and to protect Mother Earth.
I think who's a player down there? Who's taking it? I think Andrew John, Andrew, I think it's the president. I'm thinking Jackson. I'm putting this in context about we talking about, like, just from the details. I think they under the auspices of the front, the colonists were saying, okay, they'll move this to another reservation or something. You know what I'm saying? Then there's also who's that in discussion with? We talking about this, the Gatling gun. And many people probably, you know, say, like, some guns are, you know, like, like for now, like you hear about them historically, like the Tommy gun associated with the mafioso, the town of the mafia. You know what I'm saying? The Tommy, also the Tommy. Speaking of which, I was just thought about this. Joe Machine Gun Gorman got his nickname, his moniker, from December 4th, 1969. He was on an assassination, on a hit on Chairman Fred V. Lamar Clark. I'm going to take y'all by that for the assassination career. I'm going to take y'all by that tonight also. But he got his nickname for how, you know what I'm saying, the Machine Gun. And then some people are seeing these old Western movies, you know what I'm saying, this gun, they hold it, it's like known as the Gatling Gun. And this was relatively new around that time. We just commented about it the other day at a Wounded Knee where they utilize it's like automatic, I mean, like rapid fire. And this is on Wounded Knee. We're talking about even aside from the physical death toll, just to take into imagine the psychological toll, you know what I'm saying? This is a relatively new invention. And you're hearing this noise, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and they land people down in mass numbers. So this is some of the people that may not familiar with, you know what I'm saying, but put in context, because this is important to know for a number of reasons. One, I think it's important because a lot of times people think when they hear about certain situations that this is something new the system is doing, whether it be a new form of chemical biological warfare. But I think we should be able to connect, you know, correlate, you know, whether it be fentanyl, just, you know what I'm saying, smallpox, you know, this is the MO, modus operandi, how the system gets down. And, you know what I'm saying, those indigenous sailors say white men speak with forked tongue, different tactics, you know what I'm saying, broken trees, so on and so forth. And even people see different, how everything's political. This mountain there, that people hear about, Mount Rushmore, where is that in context to where y'all located at, Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore is like 30 minutes outside of Rapid City, Oak in a community.
Can you see it? From, like,
no. Yeah. You have to go into the hills.
You have to go to the hills and see it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because I was talking to somebody, we were talking about like the impact of people growing up in L.A. or seeing that Hollywood sign in Los Angeles and going and like in the secret, like, you know, it's a political, to see this up in the mountains. These criminals, you know what I'm saying, the U.S., you know what I'm saying, they get these criminals, you know what I'm saying, these U.S. presidents get their faces in the mountains, you know what I'm saying, in the mountains. And this is a straight affront to the indigenous people, you know what I'm saying? And so everything that people say, what's, you know, the symbolisms, the terms we use, all that, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, we flip it like, you know, as opposed to when they got locked up, they were kidnapped, as opposed to it was their bond, was their ransom. And the propaganda, like, you know what I'm saying, even terms like Indian giver, this was strategically put out like by the ruling class, the colonialists. They would see these people gave them land, they changed their man. I mean, this was theft, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, even how they flipped out the colonialists, flipped the script on certain terms, like the scalping. You go back and you find out how the colonials was actually doing the scalping, and it was a kind of practice, you know what I'm saying, for the colonialists, you know what I'm saying, like even the uterus of women, you know, making saddle horns out of it. You know, like I say, and I feel like you can't even fathom, you know what I'm saying. But and I used to say things just evolve. Call is coming in. Okay, I can't click. I'm scared to click. Okay, I'm gonna get one. Comrade, do we have any callers called on 929 number?
No callers in queue yet, Jimmy.
Y'all press 1 if y'all call in. 929-477-3785, press 1. You mentioned boarding schools. We're talking about boarding schools and, you know what I'm saying, juvenile detention centers, you know what I'm saying. I'm running y'all past in West Chicago also. These also some, you know, some euphemisms that the system utilizes. You have boarding schools. It sounds nice, okay. But what's some of the damage with that? You know, what's the history of, like, the boarding schools?
So the boarding schools were brought to our communities was a way to fight our people and to take everything that we have and know away from us, so that way they can. Well, there's this term. It's called kill the Indian and save the man. And so they would try to assimilate us and take away our language, take away our hair, take away our, everything that we know, and teach us English and you know, teach us how to be a white man. And so that was the whole point of the boarding school.
Sound familiar?
It was to assimilate our people into, you know, it was really bad. Like, you know, the way their tactics that they would use on us was they would rip us from our families, and then they would keep us in these facilities, and they wouldn't really let us go home. And so we had to have family move there to these facilities, and if they couldn't, you know, you probably wouldn't ever see your kids again. And the things that they would do to our children, to our grandparents in these facilities, is like, you know, it's really messed up. They would abuse our children, and they would abuse them, they would beat them, they would murder them, they would rape them, all at the same time while they're trying to assimilate us. And whoever made it through, you know, they didn't come back the same.
They come back the same. It's something will be happening upcoming weeks or something, regardless of something that happened in Africa also. We're bringing back some stolen
artifacts.
What bring us to the speed on that, somebody?
So the artifacts are from the massacre of Wounded Knee.
The actual massacre of Wounded Knee, 1890. So now they pull some items from the items are supposed to be returned back to your respective communities.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if y'all familiar with situation with the bomb in Philadelphia in 1985 on the Move family. I heard that. It's 1985 on Osage Avenue, Philadelphia. Government actually dropped a bomb on that community. And it was a big thing. It came out later on that University of Pennsylvania actually had the remains of some of the babies. It's about, you know what I'm saying, it was used for class, you know. And so there's been some battle, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, what's going to happen to the remains of those babies' bodies. And I'm pointing this out, just draw some correlations, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, because I have people think these are aberrations or something, you know what I'm saying, but you go look at, you study the history of, you know, even the history of the of veterinarians, you know what I'm saying, how they utilize, you know, African indigenous people, to more for lack of better terms, they were considered lab rats. Here's a movie I think called Goodbye Uncle Tom. You heard that movie? I recommend everyone check that out, Goodbye Uncle Tom. We live in the wreck, y'all. Free on radio here, International Radio 929-477-3785. Press 1. We are you know, talking about some of the common contradictions, you know what I'm saying, whether we board the schools, the juvenile detention centers, the Cook County Jail, Alabama prisons, you know what I'm saying, the reservations, you know, with such phenomena as the ghost dance, the church, things you may take as simply with getting your hair cut, don't speak your language, and, you know, it's a common term they use on the reservation, the boarding schools, kill an Indian, save the man. And even when it's unconscious, you would say something like, you know, speak correct or so on and so forth, or get your, you know what I'm saying, get education, and you morph into something that's a mutation or something that's not, you know what I'm saying, it's a walking oxymoron, you know, for lack of better terms, you know, and it reduces self-hate, trickles down to, like people say, like, you know, even how you view murder somebody. Nipsey Hussle said something to the fact that he said, when cats go on missions, you know what I'm saying? How you get in the car, you riding past different into people in the community, but you really live with somebody who looks like you, you know what I'm saying? And the release this song, you know what I'm saying? I think we wonder, where does self hatred come from? You know what I'm saying? It just don't pop out of the vacuum. You know what I'm saying? What's embedded? You know what I'm saying? What movies are given to us? You know what I'm saying? What quote unquote education? And we want to even come on these terms as opposed to the training. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, say, certain dogs, like game dogs, pit bulls or something, you can train them to a point, you know what I'm saying, that human beings can walk past without any fear. But you see the pit bull, see another pit bull, the disdain, you know what I'm saying? And you see, you know, what has happened to them to be, just for this to be instilled in them. You know what I'm saying? Again, so again, we challenging the people, when you say terms like being colonized or, you know what I'm saying, oppressed, it's not just the physical aspect of that. You know what I'm saying? The ingraining, demoralizing, that end up they're stuck in you that go for generations. You wonder why, you know what I'm saying? They just, you know, they do tests. They did a school late 1950s in Kansas City, and they asked the little black children, so what's the pretty doll? What's the pretty? And automatically, they went to the white dolls. You know what I'm saying? And so you said, where does this come from? You know what I'm saying? So we talking about that. We talking, you know, so this, all this we correlate. It correlates to the murders in the rap industry, the murders in the, what is infamously referred to as Chirac, to the conditions right there, you know, on the various reservations. You go, you say, you know, like the, you can correlate the suicide, you know, the amount of suicide, how, you know what I'm saying, the type of, the life, the infant mortality rate, you know what I'm saying, the lifespan. You know what I'm saying? What's one common denominator? Again, you see that the plantation owner, the colonizer, the ruling class. We live and direct, y'all. No callers in queue yet, sis?
No callers in queue, Cameron.
Alabama Prince, what's going on now? I need y'all to be on. It's going to be heated down. I'm going to keep y'all posted on that. We got some big mobilizations happening up there. We also still go to Cassandra Greer's page, go to Dr. LaShawn's Facebook page. We're still taking water. Yeah, water. To Stateville Prison, you know what I'm saying? Water and soap, you know what I'm saying? So that's some of the campaign we're still dealing with. Excuse me. I'm a deeper meditation. Excuse me. I ain't get in my coffee. I ain't get to read all the articles. I did get some of the pictures. I had one issue, my brother. I want you to call in. I told you there's a book in here that we didn't say. We don't authorize, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, everything is looking good, though, but I'd make it clear it's a book. Because like you said, we don't make a difference as long as you get information. I said, I beg to differ. Beg to differ. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, language is political. Language is political. Live and direct, y'all. Making this, taking this, taping this for y'all. The shout-out, again, to and Mickey, man, Carlos Manuel, and this is had a phenomenal announcement. You know, Savage Fan, get out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, with capital P, Mother Comrade of Cool and Jerry, you know what I'm saying? It was a phenomenal ceremony, which, you know, officially, you know, I was officially because, like, you know, she's been around with us so long. You know, Carlos been like one of the family anyway, but officially, but, man, brought her in, you know what I'm saying? And you hear about throughout history, like, relationships, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, the African indigenous community, you know what I'm saying? In fact, the quote-unquote founder was actually, I reference this, the first non-native inhabitant of what came, you know, in Chicago, Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable. And cause we don't say discovered because he can't discover because Native was here already. But as we had a wife, Catherine, he was a fur trader. He come from what is known as Peoria. Peoria lived history on Peoria. Peoria, Illinois, is where Defense Captain Mark Clark. That's where he come from. And he was also assassinated with Chairman Fred, Lieutenant Mark Clark. And Peoria, Comedian Jeans Richard Pryor, that's where he come from, Peoria. And Catherine, that's where she was from. That's where John Baptiste Point de Salvo came from. And that's where he was one of the first non-native inhabitants in Chicago. So in that relationship with the indigenous community stuck out. So, And like the periods of being colonized, the different periods of history with the relationship. And this is a phenomenal historical move. It was yesterday. I moved so fast. It was the day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mother Sister Conrad Connors, you know what I'm saying, in the family, you know what I'm saying. And it's really re-strength and rebond, you know what I'm saying, our ongoing relationship of resistance, you know what I'm saying. And so it was a phenomenal. The weather. I have not came down from the street party. I told we so in the Minister of Peace said the revolutionary is never satisfied. So we still riding, y'all. We still riding. Y'all feel free to call in any questions or comments you have. We are live and direct with, I mean, actual real deal representatives and indigenous community. Give us a little history of what people your tribe where you come from again. Give us a, you know, background. You know, I remember one time I came with Connors. I think we came for the, I hate to use this term, but the anniversary of Wounded Knee. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I asked, I said, man, so I don't eat meat, I just seafood. I said, man, come around, you know, salmon up there. And she was explaining, you know, this is the area, the buffalo. The people hear that term. give me a little history, distinguishing that, like, you know, the relationship with the Buffalo, you know what I'm saying, South Dakota, you know, y'all with the particular tribe, whatever. Give me a little more background. Take us down.
Well, traditionally, we're known as the Buffalo people. You know, we followed them everywhere they went, like, across the nation. You know, we did not live a single day without them providing for us. Mm-hmm. They were our ultimate providers. You know, they gave us every single part of them in multiple fashions. You know, we fashioned their stomachs into water containers so that we could carry for longer journeys. You know, their hide was used to make clothing and home structures. They're basically the most essential part of our culture. You know, they're, other than, like, our own beliefs, you know, we wouldn't be here without the buffalo. You know, they are us in our entirety.
Yeah,
and also with the buffalo, that was one of the tactics that they used against us, was to murder off all the buffalo while they were trying to do the same thing to us, because that was our main food source, housing. It was our survival.
Yeah.
And so that if you ever look up, you know, Wounded Knee or that area, you'll see, like, just millions of buffalo skulls laying there.
Yeah.
And there's a white man standing on it, and those are all the buffaloes that they were killing off. And they wouldn't even do nothing with them. They would just kill them.
Just kill them.
Yep. And so that way we couldn't eat, we couldn't survive. And even now the buffalo are still trying to come back from what the government did to them.
Sheikh Anta-Diop, he had referenced, distinguishing the difference, in our respect for cultures. African indigenous and other, as opposed to the, white people's culture. He showed the patriarchal. He was saying something to the effect that, like, you kind of triggered my thoughts. You said, like, even in the day, you can look on social media, you just see pictures of, you know, saying, this white people just on top of, you know, elephants, and you'd be like, well, man, was the elephant, was there a hunter, was there life in danger, or they hungry? No, just killing them. And as opposed in time, what you just said also, utilizing every aspect of it, the stomach, you know what I'm saying, to carry water, you know what I'm saying, and to keep the ecosystem, you know what I'm saying, everything, you know what I'm saying, I mean, down to the fur, the clothing, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, that of the white society, you know what I'm saying, okay, it doesn't even, it rapes it, it exploits it, it goes over, you know, overboard, and unnecessary, like, I think about it, was a show I was watching one time, and they were showing these pigs, and they had a machine that they would inject the semen into the pig, and the guy said, well, the pigs, if they let them mate naturally, you would give more pigs, you give them. And he said, I don't understand why you got this machine that's doing this to him. He said, because it's making a difference. The pig don't like it. You know what I'm saying? And you're not getting any pig. And the guy was just like, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? And you go through, like you say, man, it could be a top detriment in many cases. We welcome, you know what I'm saying? Because nothing we can affect what we're dealing with. Welcome, come, you know, give, you know, do it, you know, eat, so on and so forth. But this is, I mean, every time it comes into contact with anything, you know what I'm saying, exploit, conquer, you know what I'm saying? And this is in regards to, you talk about the buffalo, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know what I'm saying, water, any other dynamic. We live and direct, y'all. Y'all, it's been a making history, taking history, taping history. Y'all feel free to call in. But as we say, call, feel free to come in. 929-477-3785, press 1. We allow Instagram, I think we on Facebook also, y'all, making this, taking this, and taping this, y'all. Free them all. I'm looking on time. Can we get some time? Okay. No callers in queue? Call in queue, press 1. Any calls in queue? Yeah, I'm expecting some calls from Cook County Jail, Alabama Prison, Mississippi. It's some things moving and grooving, y'all. Yeah. Things moving and grooving. Okay. Oh man. My brother, call in from the DMX. Call in. Any other events y'all get? Any other moves y'all get going on? Nothing else?
Well, currently we're here in Chicago because we're on our way to, like we said, meet up with these artifacts that are being presented back to us, which I believe is classified as repatriation, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that the term is hilarious. You know, it's just like another way for the white man to dance around the topic, you know, to beat around the bush, you know, act like the atrocities weren't committed and that now they're doing something good.
Right.
You know?
It is. America's America. I mean, it's very Machiavellian. America's definition of diplomacy is letting others have their way. You gotta be very careful. We don't say what this propaganda was. And but we also have to. Is France Fanon has to be able to accept their concessions without compromising our principles. So. You know what I'm saying? We still maintain who we dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, hey, never leave your guards down with this system, man, at all. Those who call in to the radio station, I need y'all to call in the 929 number, 477-3785, then press 1. I need you to call in on that. 929-477-3785, press 1. Any questions on Facebook, Instagram Live, or Facebook, or live on YouTube, let me know. We might cut out early because I gotta take these comrades to a couple of stops before we get out of here. So I'll make sure I'm on. What else was? Oh, yeah. Let's also air with y'all. So much stuff happening. I'm gonna go out west again. Because this mass shooting, 14 shooting, you know what I'm saying, but I get to the ground over there. And things are over a million miles a minute. So we got to get again. So it's a big press conference. Those in the Alabama area, please make sure you get the press conference. I think the press conference is Saturday, Friday, Saturday. Keep y'all posted. Yeah. Who calls in queue?
No callers in queue, Chairman.
Okay, callers, press 1. We might close up. Well, make sure y'all hit the like and share button at Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. Might close out early because I'm going to say I got to take them a few stops while they're here in the shine. Y'all calls us a piece of weather right here, too. Like I said, we'll be some piece of weather tomorrow, too, so we're going to seize the time, no doubt about it. So give me that theme song. I'll roll out with that. We're gonna close out a little early this so we're gonna make these few stops. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna keep y'all posted. Give me fast Alabama. The address where we're gonna be at is actually on today's flyer. On the radio show flyer, it's a rare flyer, and where the press conference is gonna be is on that flyer. I can't feel up here. Phew. It's on that flyer. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Upcoming dates, November 13th, Monster Assassination of Spurgeon J. Winters, who defended, self-defense, you know what I'm saying? He was gunned down by Chicago police. He took down two or three before they took him out. Spurgeon J. Winters. Also, November 28th is the birthday of Akua and Jerry, formerly known as Deborah Johnson. We'll keep y'all updated on what we're putting together. It's November 28th, so y'all make sure y'all be on date. We're going to get it in. Knock on wood, we have some decent ones for that. And also, December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. Yes, indeed. Moving and grooving, y'all. Give me that thing so it'll take me on up out of here. Take us on up out of here.
Grandma.
No matter where we fears, we must fear the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you.
Lessons of lessons you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lay tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point, so I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high, cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has a day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectac rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your hiala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip-hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth.